This is KFASQN listening. This is KFASQN listening.
This is KAAUHG, Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, listening.
KF8FLC, listening.
You are dead. This is KAAUHG.
This is KFASQN listening. This is KFASQN listening. This is KFASQN listening.
VHF Hub connected to VHF Hub.
Give me an WRKBD. I got you on the net there. Hopefully WD8USA is up. We're not sure. It's KBD, but I heard you on the net.
Okay, thank you. KBSWR.
This is? Kilo Echo 8, Delta Alpha November, I'll be sure time.
KBD. Haven't heard anybody else out there, but I've been keeping a little back to you, KBD.
Okay, Roger,
that's just a favor so far. Negative, I got a bunch myself. NAWU, WGACCZ, NHEZR, KBASWR, and of course yourself, KBD.
Oh, okay,
copy
that. WD is really wrapping
up
the net.
I'm not
going to give him
a minute, so he
could
jump in.
Copy that, KJDD. West Delta Echo, Uniform Sierra Sierra, 4. WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, checking in, no traffic.
November 8, Echo Romeo Lima.
November 8, Echo Romeo Lima.
Kilo Bravo 9, in Lima, Alpha Romeo.
WDA-USA, KJBD. Okay, I have some stations I picked up, so want me to read back the stations that I've heard check in so far?
Yeah, that would be nice, because I was aware that I was not controlled today, so...
So, Bravo Niner, India, Alpha Romeo, how copy?
Okay, the one before time, KB9I, that's NADRL, is that correct, Owen?
The one before which station, please?
Before time, KB9IR.
That's November 8, Echo Romeo Lima.
Okay, I got the list, thank you. And I will still control, if that's okay, Owen.
Copy that. It's all yours, KJBD.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thanks, Jim, for the prenup roster. I was unaware that I was not controlled today, but here we go. Good evening, everybody, to the Michigan Amateur Public Service Cornet. We meet every Sunday at this time, usually 7232. Alternate frequency is 60 meters. Channel 2, and we conduct this net for the purpose of exchanging information for the various emergency programs such as Aries, Racy, Skywarn, and related programs. All stations are welcome if you have an interest in emergency comms. And let's see, only because I don't have enough script in front of me. We're going to dispense with the rest of it and get the comments. You're not control is today is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, and I hold a position of official relay station and the shack manager of the American Red Cross in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay, so the following stations I have already checked in are as follows. KHABD, November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. WBATQZ, November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. KB8SWR, KE8DON. WB8AXB, November 8, Echo Romeo Lima, and KB9IAR. These stations need not check in again, but any additional stations for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, your call. Over.
Kilo, Bravo.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out.
Okay, we see Alpha.
T-O-T-D-I-S. Node 3381132 connected to VHF Hub. Node 3381132 disconnected.
I'm going to be putting together and I'm going to get my ducks in a row and start getting that out. So with that, I am unfortunately short time today, so I won't be able to get to hear everybody that's on the roster. Quite a large one today. Thank you all for coming out. And I hope you all stay warm and safe and healthy. This is QX8 Delta Oscar November, back to next.
Okay, Max. Well, I was just filling out the net report, but I'll just hold that in abeyance and you can close at your discretion. But thank you all for your for all that you do, and I regret that I'll miss Hanarop this year, but the Southland calls, the Deep South, Southern Florida's calling me, so wife and I are going to be skedaddling here, it looks like, the end of next week. So I wish everybody a good time at Hanarop, and you all stay warm, and thank you, Max. All right, we'll break with you. KHADD, you're up for comments. Stand by, NAOBU.
Hi, WDA USA, KHADD. Guys, pick it up the net. What's happening here is I had my beginning-year meeting with Ben, KPHNRY, University of Amateur here. Had a good meeting. We sort of got things planned out for in general where we're going, and sort of went through the analysis of what we did last year and what we're planning on doing this year. So we have a plan. We'll see what we can do. So anyway, hope everybody is nice and warm, and looking forward to digging out from a little bit of snow. We didn't get too bad here tomorrow morning. So, once again, thanks for taking the net. Joe, good to hear you on the air. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, very good, James. Nice hearing you on the net previous. And very good on all. I can tell a lot of folks are not trying to do a heck of a lot of stuff. They're on the radio. Just too blasted cold out there. So thanks for all you do, Jim, and for your report. I appreciate it. Oh, and I should like to mention, I finally told my next script, I'd like to thank the, if you're listening to this set on VHF, UHF, Winter Peters, thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And if you receive the net on VHF, UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, so we'll receive only. I have to get that in there. All right, moving on. 88 OBU, your comments down by WBATTC Mike. Over.
Let us know. I'm sorry, people. I'm being lazy. I am still in my pajamas. I have no intentions of going out in the snow, but I can see it's still snowing out. I already had to make a trip out and restart the UPS and the repeater shed because apparently we lost power. When it came on, it must have been because of the cold. It required so much current it overloaded the UPS, but Yeah, we're on the air. I guess that's all that matters. Everybody take care, drive safe, stay warm, and I'll do the same. Thank you for being net control. And I'll be monitoring if I'm needed.
Okay, pretty good. Hey, Daniel, it'll be you and the Michigan Amateur Radio Public. You know, for all the work you do, you deserve to be in your PJs, and you deserve not to go anywhere, so I have no problem with it. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you checking up tonight. I'll break with you, WDATKZ. Mike, nice to hear you on the Outscomnet today. Your comments stand by NH, Bravo Zulu Romeo, as I have it. Go ahead, Mike, comments, over.
WDAX, by default, Charlie, your comments, stand by NHEOL. WDA USA in the net. This is WDNA Speed, currently in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KV9IAR on, Don from Battle Creek. I was hoping to hear some other District 5 stations, but not so lucky today, I guess. The winter field day plan that I was going to be part of yesterday, as of Wednesday night, the club decided to cancel it. The outdoor room that we were going to be having access to with an electric heater and a small, almost like a chair-side wood stove was just not going to be enough to warm the place. We were right on the red edge last year using that particular heat and the same building. And we were hoping for a little warmer temperature because it was even chilly last year. So the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club, based in Centerville, did not participate in Winter Field Day. Other than that, no communication issues here in the county. Been monitoring the internet today, and so far nothing has come across. So I guess it's having a bad winter storm in other parts of the country. That there are a lot of power outages down south and out east. So I'm happy to have electricity and happy to have the gas furnace going. So Joe, back to you, and we will stand by for the rest of the net. WDA USA from WDA HD, over.
Okay, very good. WDA HD and Michigan RCS, WDA USA return. Well, I tell you, there's been a ton of stations on for winter field day. I made more than a few contacts, and so it's a lot of people get the Iron Person Award if they did that kind of thing. And temperatures were somewhat better today, and at least above zero. And I think it remained above zero last night, too, so that's a big change from 20 below the night before. I have never witnessed temperatures that cold in my lifetime, I don't think. Not even during the winter vortex of about 10, 12 years ago. But it was certainly brutal. And there was the wind on this one wasn't near as strong as it was on the polar vortex outbreak. But man, I sure don't want to repeat any of this stuff anytime soon. Boy, that's brutal. At any rate, okay, Charlie, very good. Nice to hear you. And have a good rest of the evening. Let's see if any BZR came back. You stole your comments, over. Okay, nothing heard. So let's check with KD-SWR to come back.
Okay, nice contact, boy. It's really nice when you
when you make one like that, and I think back to my DX days, and which primarily was on 6 meters. And back then, you had the mail international reply coupons and all of that kind of stuff, and wait months for a QSL card to come back, even if you ever got one. So, but all that stuff, they don't do that anymore, and they all keep, and they use that FT8, which has made voice operations obsolete, so I think you're really lucky to get it, catch them, at least in my opinion, Dave. So, good call on that, and congratulations. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Loud and clear signal on your end. Appreciate it. Now, I'll break with you, KB9IER. Don, your comments, stand by ground, over.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, that, what was it, 18 below yesterday, that's the coldest temperatures I've seen since I moved back up north to the Gulf Coast in 1989. Hope we don't get any more of that. Looks like we're going to stay below freezing for over a week yet. As far as club did, I feel today, pretty well set up there with an igloo tent and two little propane heaters, just comfortable as could be there. I guess that's about all I have. Back to that control, WD8USA, KB9IAR.
Yeah, okay, Don, good enough, KB9IR and Michigan RPF. Well, I'll tell you, just imagine what it would be like if one or two of those heaters failed. So, oh boy, I know it's awful to pick up, but there you go. But congratulations to you, and sounds like you had a good time of it. Of course, your experience, though, with all the POTA stuff you do on the weekend. Good enough. All right, we'll break with you, KBPGW. John, your comments, stand by before Mike Lima Delta if they hung around. John, comments, over.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody on the net. Yeah, I participated somewhat in here the winter field day, a little bit casually, but it was just too cold. It was, when it hit the 20 degree below mark, I just didn't want to even get in the car and go, you know, 25 miles away. I just didn't want to do it. So my apologies to those. Minnesota station. They had three transmitters outside, and I admire their effort. I'm glad I could give them a contact. That's all.
KBAPTW. Yeah, well, you know, the old saying goes, if you think you're tough, there's always somebody tougher. So I think he might have... I know that's way outside of my bailiwick. I had enough winter deployments when I was using the older technology with the Red Cross, and a couple of winters, I remember a couple of them were just brutal. We had to set up a radio station at a high school, and that was just brutal conditions, but so I don't care to go through that again. So, all right, very good, John. Sounds like he enjoyed it, and that's what it's all about. We'll break with you, and we're overdue for a standby here. I'm sorry, I didn't think I ever took one. This is the Michigan Amateur, your public service cornet. Any additional check-ins to let up before we continue? Call now. Okay, nothing heard. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, if you hung around, your comments, over.
WD8 USA, I believe. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. The name is Ray, R-A-Y. Location is Macomb County in the very bottom southwest corner of Macomb County. And, yeah, we got more snow here than expected. It took me three times as long as my little diesel tractor to get everything cleared away. So I'm soaking wet from the snow soaking in, and gonna have a cup of cocoa and kick back here. Couldn't even get my generator out of the garage for winter field day. That's how lazy I was. See you all next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta.
Okay, Ray, good enough. Thanks for your comments and for coming to the nut this morning. I guess you guys got, we missed it all. We just got light flurries here, and which is fine. And the cloud cover kind of kept us a little warmer than what we might have been, but it would have been nice to see some sunshine today. But I'm not complaining. It should be for 20 below we had 2 nights ago. Man, that was brutal. I heard the house just creaking in that cold. Boy, amazing, amazing stuff. All right, Ray, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your evening. Let's see here. NHBZR, did you come back on the circuit? Over.
NHBZR, no comments.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I got you in there. Thanks for joining the net this evening. KDSWR, did you return? Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's pretty good to give them a try. All right, let's see, where are we here? NHWRO, I hope I got that call right. Your comments for the net, stand by NHKNF.
Yes, thank you, Joe. That is correct. This is NHWRO. My name is Tim. I am one of the AECs in D2 Macomb County. Well, technically, Macomb is deployed. This weekend, we're providing mutual aid support to Warren's CERT group with staffing of their warming center down in Warren. We had a total of 5 members participate this weekend, 3 of which are currently deployed on site now. We just got word from our deputy EC that they are extending the hours until next Friday. So we're hoping to assist Warren CERT this coming week as well. The test of our new e-deploy roster worked well with this deployment. I want to shout out to Ray, number 18, who was just on. He's in the southern part of our county. As always, thanks to Central Michigan for the VHF, UHF link. That's all from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Joe. Stay warm, everyone.
Okay, good enough. Nice, solid transmission, Jim. That sounds great. And the work you guys are doing is phenomenal. And what makes it even more significant than that is the conditions you're facing. So that I think that's about the best public service event mentioned so far on this net. So kudos to you, and this is exactly why we exist. So the main reason why we exist, in my opinion. So Tim, continue the good work, and thank you for checking in with us. I'll break with you, last but not least on the list, November Kilo, November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Your comments for the net, over.
Yes, this is November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Name is Don. I'm in Macomb County, and happened to turn on the scanner, and it's the first time I've heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, and so I got back in. I'm with the RPSC here, Andrews Cruise Amateur Radio Club, and I'm kind of getting some information here, just wondering what this is all about exactly. And like I said, I'm just getting back into the hobby, and just heard you out there. Back to net control.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Yes, I believe you called me. Anyway, I was making my comments. Apparently, I didn't get in there on my turn for some reason. Maybe my transmission didn't make it.
Well, you're making it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Macomb County. I'm with the ARPSC here. This is the first time I've ever heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, so I'm getting back in again. Just happened to turn the scanner on and heard you in there. Just wondering what this is all about.
Yeah, well, you're tuned into the Michigan Amateur Rubber Public Service Cornet. We meet at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, usually. 3932, and our secondary frequency is 60 meters channel 2. And we're primarily check-ins that give us an overview of what's happening in their counties as far as emergency services. That includes Skywarn, Aries Lacey's Oxcom, and associated programs. I've got a Salvation Army rep on board tonight. So we generally go over what's happening in our various counties during the week, and then any suggestions or any comments to improve interoperability. So that's in a nutshell what the net's about, and we meet every week at 5 o'clock Eastern. Over.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So I take it you're on linked repeaters?
I am not. I'm on HF, but courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, they link up the repeaters and they put it on HF for us. And so you're coming in through one of those links there. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to check in again on Sundays at 5 o'clock now that I've heard you out there. And appreciate it. Everybody have a good week and stay safe and warm. KNS clear.
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you. I got to that time 100%. Okay, we reached the bottom of the list. Do I have any further comments or any additional check-ins before we close? Over. Okay, and on the third, I'd like to thank all stations that participated in this evening's net. And let's see, we had 14 stations with a runtime of 40 minutes. So thank you all, and good night this evening. You all stay warm. Take care. This is WDUSA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet at 2122. Frequency is now free, and that's closed. Out.
WDUSA, KGVD.
Yes, sir. How can I help? Over.
Nothing. I just want to confirm 14 stations as...
NAKNS from NAWRO. Don, you still there?
NAWRO, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, it's Tim up in Richmond. I think they disconnected. I hope they did. I heard it drop. So, yeah, I'll send you some more information on this. It is every Sunday. Kind of unique. I guess you're probably not on the Discord page, are you?
No, I don't think I'm on there yet.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you another link if you're interested. You can jump on. Don't have to, of course. But as far as this net's concerned, I'll send you something in the mail about it. Or I could probably wait until next training day if you think you might be there. Over.
Go ahead and send it in the mail.
Yes, sir. Will do. Don't want to leave you out, but it is kind of unique. It's HF over linked UHF, VHF on our very own repeater here, so I think it's kind of unique. I do check in and give them an update, but all our members are welcome to check in and, you know, just say a few things about what you like or about the weather, whatever. But appreciate you joining tonight, and hope to see you maybe at the next meeting, and I'll send that right out to you. NAWRO, this is Tim Richmond. After you, sir. Have a good one. Stay warm.
Okay, I just wrote your call now and your name, and yeah, we'll see you at the next meeting and hear you on the nets. Appreciate the help. Thank you very much. You have a good week, and stay warm also. It's kind of pretty cold out there. NAKNS is clear.
You as well, Don. NAWRO, clear. Yeah.